right. Well, in the last couple of minutes of the show here today, we want to switch gears to another story that actually kind of got buried in all the talk about the wall yesterday. This has to do with President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and an improperly redacted court filing made by his lawyers. So joining us from Washington is Paula Reed, CBS News correspondent covering the Justice Department, the White House, and legal affairs. Paula, it's great to have you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so there was this bit of reporting that came out yesterday that Paul Manafort's lawyers submitted a court filing that was improperly redacted, and it revealed some interesting things about what the Mueller investigation is alleging about Manafort. What have we discovered?
That's right. This is a cut and paste error. This is something that they wanted to be redacted, but instead we could all see clearly that lawyers for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort revealed that the special counsel has evidence that Manafort shared polling data with an associate tied to Russian intelligence during the 2016 campaign. And as you noted, it's amazing that this was buried, speak to what kind of news day it was yesterday, because this is the first time that prosecutors have accused the former Trump campaign chief of sharing information about the election with a Russian associate. Of course, this goes to sort of the core of the special counsel probe.
Wow. Okay, so was this polling data public, private? I mean, and does that even matter?
What matters, we don't know too much about specifically what information was shared, just the fact that it was, and this has been the big question. Was there any cooperation, coordination, people use the word collusion, between Russians and the campaign? The president has denied it. The question is, what was the purpose of this data? What was it used for? If it was used in any way to meddle in the election or to help the Trump campaign, that could potentially be evidence of a conspiracy or a violation of campaign finance law, especially if Paul Manafort knew what it was going to be used for.
Now, tell us more about this Russian associate of Paul Manafort's. It's Konstantin Kilimnik, right?
Exactly. Konstantin Kilimnik, he is believed to be a Russian intelligence contact, and he worked closely with Manafort for years promoting Russian-backed Ukrainian interests. And the filings also reveal that Manafort may have discussed a Ukraine peace deal on behalf of the campaign with Kilimnik on more than one occasion. So here you just have more evidence of contacts between a Trump campaign official and someone with ties to Russian intelligence. There are no charges related to that. There's no indication that Robert Mueller views this as a criminal activity. But this is exactly the kind of stuff that we expect will be in the final report. These tidbits, these details that don't really rise to the level of overt charges, but draw a larger picture about what kind of contacts were occurring between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Right. And so is the timing here critical? Because I'm seeing reports that Manafort is alleged to have transferred this information to Kilimnik in the spring of 2016, around the time that that then-candidate Trump was close to clinching the nomination.
It could be, and of course that's around the time, June 2016, is when the infamous Trump Tower meeting occurred with Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, and a lawyer offering dirt on Secretary Clinton. So the timing is significant. That's certainly something the special counsel is looking at.
Okay, but there's nothing in the filing that says that Manafort was, or if Mueller knows if Manafort was acting at the campaign's behest, though, is there?
Well, I mean, is the campaign chairman ever not acting, you know, in his official role? I mean, what's interesting is a lot of people say, look, this had nothing to do with Trump. But some of even Paul Manafort's tax fraud, bank fraud, other things that he's already been convicted on, some of that behavior did occur while he was the Trump campaign chairman. So, yes, it was not directed by the Trump campaign. But you have to remember, when you're representing a campaign in that capacity, you would think you would be especially careful of running afoul of the law.
Paula, is this big?
It is incredibly significant because, again, this is the president has consistently denied there were any contacts between his campaign and Russia. And here you have his campaign chairman, who has already been convicted of lying to banks and the government. There's evidence that he was sharing something with someone who has known ties to Russian intelligence. So it is so far, it's the clearest evidence thus far of any kind of cooperation between the campaign and Russia. It raises a lot of questions. But again, this filing indicates they do not expect to charge Paul Manafort with any more charges.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see what the Mueller team may do with this information, though. Paula, we've got about 30 seconds here left to go. Since I have you and you're a woman in the Justice Department, tell us a little bit more about what you're hearing about Rod Rosenstein saying that he will leave the DOJ after the new attorney general, if and when that person he's confirmed.
That's right. He's expected to leave in the next few weeks after William Barr is expected to be confirmed. We're told that he just saw this as a two-year position and he wants to stay on for a short time during the transition. But we have to apply some skepticism to this. The number two job at Justice, they run the day-to-day operations. This would leave the special counsel investigation possibly under Barr's oversight. He's been publicly very critical, and it's not really clear why Barr would want to start such a tough job without a confirmed number two. That would leave him with a lot of additional administrative work. The White House denies they're pushing Rosenstein out. We're asking a lot of questions over the next few days about this.
Well, Paula Reed, CBS News correspondent covering the Justice Department, the White House, and legal affairs. Paula, it is always great to have you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And we'll put links up to the reporting around these Paul Manafort filings. Go to onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.